Miles and Keefe here on WEEI. It's a Tier Tuesday, which means we're going to work our way through all the teams in the NFL. Stay tuned. High noon. We'll talk to Tommy Curran, 12:45. We got Kiefer Madness on a very busy Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. But Keefe, what do we have for tiers today?
All right, here we go. From the top down, we spent a lot of time talking about the Sonic and Knuckles duo in Detroit. The Detroit pulled out another big win. We talked about echidnas quite a bit.
We sure did.
Knuckles, not a hedgehog. Shame on me. So for this week only, Sonic and Knuckles will be the top tier.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Takes it right back to a nice time in life.
It does. Right. And I'll tell you what, there's not a lot of good nicknames in sports anymore. Great nickname.
It's the best. It's the best current nickname, I would say.
It's a top-tier nickname. Yep. It's the top tier in our tiers.
There you go. Just a Bit Outside. Classic.
Just a Bit Outside.
You should be familiar with that one by now.
They're not Sonic and Knuckles, but they're close.
Yeah.
Frisky. Frisky. A lot of fun Frisky teams every week. You kind of want to be Frisky. If you're not great, if you're not going to be Sonic and Knuckles, you kind of want to be Frisky.
Yeah, it's a good spot to be.
The opposite maybe of Frisky's,
I'm shooketh.
That's not where you want to be.
No. Things have not gone your way.
No.
That's what you are. Now, we've decided to split up the final two tiers.
Because as we illustrated, there's so many bad. There are 11
million bad
teams with two or three wins. The NFL is bad.
So Mayo Grown has been our standard bottom tier.
Yeah.
Right? Like that is, you are not doing well, you're in the bottom tier.
And it's getting pretty crowded.
However, we feel like to separate the two, we said this a lot yesterday, we're going to go Mayo Grown Arrow up and Mayo Grown Arrow down.
Yeah.
So that's what we're working with there. And
we'll separate the really bad from the just pretty bad.
Yeah, because there's a pretty big difference between the two right now, and maybe you saw it on Sunday. Hmm. You know? Thank you very much, Gerard.
Good afternoon. All right.
That might be, is that the arrow
that sounds
up
like
one?
An arrow up. Yeah,
I have
up
a lot to choose from.
Yeah. There's a lot of Mayo Grown.
Yeah, we'll give you, however you want to handle that, Nick, we'll give you carte blanche. But yeah, that sounded more like an arrow up to me.
And of course, as we go through it, if we feel like we need to add or subtract tiers, we can do that as well. We're not obligated to do these six, but this is how we will start with these six tiers. Billy, why don't you throw some teams at us?
All right, starting the AFC East, 8-2, Buffalo Bills.
I mean,
it's got to be Sonic and Knuckles.
Got to be Sonic and Knuckles. 8-2 is no joke.
1-5 in a row.
Kind of an ugly game against the Colts, but a win is a win. So, yeah, no, they're nice.
And
put them up there.
Look, they beat the Chiefs this week. All of a sudden, you're really cooking with gas.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the right spot for them. Okay. Sonic and Knuckles.
3-6, Miami Dolphins.
They're in a Mayo-grown tier.
Yeah?
I think so. I know they won
they
last night.
They just won last night, so you go Mayo-grown up, arrow up.
I'm fine.
Tua's back.
I'm fine
most of
with
the reason
Mayo
why they're this
grown
bad.
Okay. Arrow up. Right. I'm fine with that.
All right. Things are looking up.
I mean, can they be shooketh?
All right.
Can they be shooketh?
They could be shooketh.
I've been shooketh the whole year with them. And now Tua's been back. They finally won.
Or.
But it's not like he was great. Arrow down.
They're not frisky,
no,
are they?
No, they're definitely not frisky.
Well, I mean, they won a game last
they
night on the road.
They won a game, but that doesn't mean they move up.
It was a big game,
a billion
Jones.
Tiers.
You don't want to fly them up there?
Grown arrow up.
I just think, well, the week before, they lost by 3 to the Bills.
Uh-huh.
The week before that, they lost by 1 to the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm hearing losses
kind of nice.
I'm hearing loss. Yeah.
There's been some losses in there.
Grown arrow down.
They did beat
arrow
the,
up.
They beat the Pats. Didn't do anything for you?
That's why they're
you
arrow
get the Pats to the playoffs.
That's why they're arrow up. Arrow up.
All right, arrow up for Dolphins.
Patriots at 3-7.
All right.
Keith.
Frisky?
No.
Okay, sorry. Too much. I did too much. You think they're Mayo grown up?
Grown arrow
up. Yeah, Mayo grown up.
Yeah. Another win, though. They could graduate to Frisky.
They're not on the bottom tier is the whole purpose or porpoise, if you're talking about Miami, of this exercise.
They have the same win total as Miami, and I know Miami beat them head-to-head, but that was a gross game. We all saw it.
Well, in 2 weeks, something's got to give.
Yeah, fine. In 2 weeks.
That's a big separator.
Settle the score. But right now, they're both grown arrow up.
All right. New York Jets, also 3-7.
Mayo grown down.
I think they're grown down. Patriots split with them.
Arrow down.
They all have 3 wins.
But they're a disaster. They're a disaster franchise.
One of the weirder wins of the year is how they smoked Houston.
I don't get that, but Vegas knew.
Vegas knew.
I am, plunking hams down like an idiot.
Hams left and right. That. Yeah, lost hams like you read about.
I've been losing. I got to stop with the ham betting.
Arrow down. I agree. Right. Arrow down.
All right, to the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens, 7-3.
I like them on the Sonic and Knuckles tier. I'm a believer.
I like it. Outside. Lamar's playing like an MVP again.
I know. If he doesn't win, I was talking about this with a buddy of mine this weekend who's a Bills fan, so he's obviously biased. But he's like, Josh Allen should have won the MVP last year. Lamar won it. Josh Allen's probably going to win it this year when Lamar actually deserves it. So it's all going to net out.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to give Lamar a third, but he right now probably is the most deserving player for MVP.
Derrick Henry's insane. If they actually gave it to non-quarterbacks, he would have to be in the mix. But they just overlook guys that aren't quarterbacks.
You're okay, Sonic and Knuckles, top tier? You don't need to go to just a bit outside.
No, I like them. I think they're good. Especially when they wear their all black and they look so fast.
I like the purple matte helmet. I don't even like purple.
Purple helmet looked real nice. They went full
matte
purple.
Helmet, real nice.
Yeah, they look...
The helmet, not the whole jersey, or not the whole uniform, the helmet.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the Patriots. People are really up in arms, but they don't like the silver pants.
Why can't they just wear white jersey, white pants? Why do they have to go silver pants?
I don't know. They're trying to match the helmet, which I think also should be white, and should have the guy snapping the ball on it, the Elvis.
Yeah, so you just want to go...
All whites.
And the
icy whites.
And the throwback.
Yeah, the silver pants, I'm with everybody else. The silver pants are trash.
Okay, I think out of their actual...
A lot of honkies in here.
Out of their actual options for uniforms, I think white jersey, silver pants is the best they have.
Oof.
But they just
not counting like the throwbacks.
No, right. Yeah. Out of the current uniforms they wear, not the throwbacks,
okay,
that's the best they've got. And that's pretty terrible still, but that's the best they got, I think. Okay.
Yeah. 4-6 Cincinnati Bengals.
I think they're frisky.
They're such a strange team to put frisky, but when you hang with Baltimore, we got to at least give them that. I'm fine with frisky.
And I just think going up against Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase right now, it's like... They're not just a bit outside. They have a losing record. But I think anything below that, I think they deserve to be up there. I like them.
You know who's not frisky? T. Higgins. Doesn't even want to be on the field.
Doesn't play.
Yeah, no, doesn't play. But the rest of the team.
Is that the dude? Like, because everyone's waiting for the Patriots to get a number one, myself included. Is it going to end up being T. Higgins? And then how are we going to feel about that?
I mean, probably not that great. The guy misses a crap ton of games.
But is he missing games because he doesn't have his contract?
Yes.
Which even Lamar Jackson did.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, I don't know, but he's definitely not like a guaranteed number one game changer.
No, he's been a great number two in Cincinnati, and I'm not talking about Darren Rizzi prior to the game. He's been a great number two. He's had 2,000-yard seasons in his career. He's never had more than 7 touchdowns. He barely cracked 1,000 both years. So that sounds like a good number two, probably not a great number one.
Was there ever an update on Darren Rizzi's legs?
I haven't heard it if there was.
Gave out on him there. All right.
2-7 Cleveland Browns.
They got to be Mayo grown down.
Grown down.
They're trash.
Yeah.
It's a
real
mess.
Bad. I like Jameis. Jameis is fun.
Who doesn't like Jameis?
But they're grown arrow down. I think their win total, Keith, when I looked this up this morning.
2.5, 3.5?
4.5, and it was plus money on the over.
Oh, yeah.
Patriots were big juice, minus money, almost minus 180 on the over.
Well, they're not going to. I don't think the Browns are going to win 3 more games.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Yep.
Arrow down.
Yep.
7-2 Steelers.
They're still just a bit outside.
Yeah, I know. Like, they're not.
I think they could win out, and I wouldn't put them on the top tier.
No, true. They have they're like the Vikings.
That's
from
not
a
fair
year
to them.
Ago,
that's not fair
ago?
To them at all. Yes, exactly.
When they went like 13-3, they're like, I'm gonna bet against you in the playoffs.
I think they could win
and
out.
Win.
Their win total is nosed up to 10.5. I don't believe in them. I don't think I can put them higher than
Mike
just a bit
Williams.
Outside.
Nice addition. They've been getting. Yeah. I mean, Russell Wilson looks pretty good. Mr. Unlimited. So
just a bit outside.
Agreed.
All right, to the AFC South, the Houston Texans at 6-4.
I think they're shooketh.
I'm shooketh.
You've liked them all year. I've been like, I guess.
I would leave them at just a bit outside.
Mm-mm.
But if
no way.
Okay. Billy, you want to?
I'm saying shooketh.
Okay, so shooketh. I was going to say we could split it and put them frisky, but that doesn't make sense. Oh, it's one or the other. You guys want to put them shooketh? I'll bend the knee.
Last 4 weeks for the Texans.
Uh-huh.
Lost to the Packers.
Uh-huh.
Beat the Colts by a field goal.
Uh-huh.
Lost to the Jets.
Yep.
Blew a huge lead to the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, there's no shame in
and
losing
that
to the Lions.
Game was Anthony Richardson 2-for-15 to start the game.
There's no shame in losing to the Lions.
They won by a field goal.
They've also been without, you know, their best wide receiver that whole stretch who's coming back. But fine. Let's put them down and shook it.
For 10 weeks.
I still believe in that team, as does Vegas. Win totals 10.5, but fine.
4-6 Indianapolis Colts.
I'm shook it.
Are they worse?
Oh, I think they're Mayo grown
up.
Mayo grown up?
It's weird to reward them now having lost 3 in a row. Are they Mayo grown down? I'm fine with Mayo.
I feel like
with Mayo grown down.
I think we go down. The shine's come off of Flacco, and they've been going back and forth, and it's like that's one of the – going into this week, I was like, that's still one of the games I have the Patriots winning is the Colts. I know they have 4 wins. But
grown arrow down.
Yep.
You're demoted. All right, fine. I'm fine with that.
2-8 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Same.
Who's their quarterback again?
It'd be Maxwell Jones.
Yeah, right. That's grown arrow down is what that is.
They had an odd helmet uniform combo last week, too. They went with, like, the icy white helmet. You see that?
Yeah, I didn't hate their helmet.
It wasn't terrible. No, I liked the helmet, but it didn't go great with the uniform is my point.
Oh, I like that look.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Arrow down.
Still, either way, arrow
yeah,
down.
When I looked this morning, I couldn't find a win total for them. Them or the
They're
Bears.
Off the board?
Yeah, they were off the board, probably because you knew there were firings, if not happening this week, happening soon.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
2-7 Titans.
Stink.
Yep.
Arrow down.
Arrow down?
Yeah, I know they beat the Pats, but like Will Levis came back in. I just...
Arrow down.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, to the AFC West, the Denver Broncos at 5-5.
I think if I had to guess, we've had them frisky every single week.
They got to be frisky. They were a field goal away from beating the Chiefs.
Yeah, but that's exactly what they are. They're a team you don't really want to play, but if you're good, you're probably going to beat them.
I don't think any of the other tiers make sense.
Yeah.
Like based on how we sort of define the other tiers, Frisky's they're not fine. Any of the other things.
They're like the definition of frisky. You're a good team, you don't want to play them. You're a bad team, they're going to beat you.
Meow.
Frisky.
Yep.
Yeah.
9-0 Chiefs.
All right, that's an easy one.
Sonic and Knuckles. Yep. Yeah, that's easy.
All right.
Put them on the top. It is worth hearing, but that's easy to pop them up there. Remember, they get Buffalo this week.
Yeah, a matchup.
Oh, Kansas, win total 14.5. Over.
9-0.
Over.
So, yeah, over.
Over.
Wow.
No, it's a high win total.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas Raiders at 2-7.
Grown.
Oh, they're horrible.
Grown arrow down.
Yep.
Lost 5 in a row. Legitimately might be the worst team in football.
Yeah, they might be.
You said this a few
Antonio
weeks ago.
Antonio Pierce isn't coming back.
No.
Can't.
You said this a few weeks ago. They're the team that might have nothing. What do they even have? Brock Bowers?
They got Brock Bowers.
I like him.
They got a nice tight end.
So it's unfair to say they have nothing, but they have a good tight end. That's what they have.
They are swimming in it. Now, they went in with like no quarterback.
No.
They were like the one team really that had no plan, like no rookie or like obvious.
They were really relying on Penix to be there, and then the Falcons took him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right.
That's a bad plan in retrospect. Yeah. I like Penix, but that nothing. Hitching your whole draft plan to Michael Penix, not a
yeah.
Great. Yeah. Arrow down.
6-3 Chargers.
Are they just a bit outside now?
Are they frisky? I thought when we talked them through, let me pull it up again.
They don't beat anybody, right?
Exactly. They have no good wins. So if you want to put them on just a bit outside, I'm not going to kick and scream.
They're on a three-game heater. They beat the Saints, Browns, and Titans, though. So
right.
What does that really get you?
Yeah, I mean, they've lost to Arizona, Pittsburgh, KC. They're the team that's... They're frisky to me, but if you want to put them just a bit outside, we can graduate them. They've won 3 in a row.
You want to put them all the way up that high?
No.
No,
I want to put them on frisky.
No, that's fine.
If you felt strongly, I would defer.
No, they're not that good.
To the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys at 3-6.
Shooketh down.
Ooh, Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, no, no, not a tier. Mayo grown down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right.
Cooper Rush? Dak Prescott out for the year.
Yeah.
That's what they said today.
Cooper Rush, now public enemy number one of this show.
Cooper Rush threw, honestly, I liked him. I was talking about last week, mm-hmm. and I liked when he started for Dak a few years ago. No. Atrocious. Did he throw like 24 times for 40-something yards?
Yes.
24 times!
As someone who was very much paying attention to that game.
It was something like that. It was like the amount of volume he threw for, it was shocking how little yardage he threw for.
But the sun was in their eyes. So
Jacoby Brissett was like, what's that guy doing?
Sun's in their eyes, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Sun
would add a few more yards if CeeDee Lamb could just see.
They can't like have like you know like remember the old flip sunglasses the guys wear? You can flip sunglasses down on that.
Maybe a random baseball player with flip glasses today,
Ooh,
Keith.
Maybe.
Who will gargoyles?
Bring that one back.
Yeah. Give us a shout.
Giants at 2-8.
Mayo down. Grown down. That's
Pats are better than a lot of teams.
That's feeling like a crowded tier.
It's a loaded tier right now.
we tried to separate the tier. I'm not sure we've done
it. We just basically put the Patriots up one. this is all just to get the Pats out of that tier.
Good. Well, good for us.
Yep.
Philadelphia Eagles, 7-2.
Okay, they're on Sonic and Knuckles for me.
Yeah. I'm, like, bitter as a fantasy owner that Jalen Hurts takes all of Saquon Barkley's touchdowns, but, like, for the purpose of the team, they're putting up points. They're looking pretty good now.
I've been saying for, like, a month straight their pass defense is terrible. You know what it's done? They've completely fixed it.
No, I know. And Sirianni looked like he might get fired in season, and it's like he might still get fired at the end of the season if they lose in the first round, but... He's turned things around. They look good.
I've been betting receivers against that Eagles secondary for like a month straight, and I lose every single week. They've fixed their passing issues on defense, and so they belong in the top tier.
Yep.
Washington Commanders, 7-3.
I think they're just a bit outside.
Agreed.
You can't put them in the top one. They're not exactly frisky. They're another team similar to the Chargers who have beaten all bad teams and then have lost to pretty much the good team, pretty much like across the board. But they're 7-3. And, like, they look like a lock for the playoffs.
They're 7-3. I don't know. I mean, again, how do we feel about Pittsburgh? We have them on the same tier. They kind of got boned at the end of that game, but it's not like they played
great. That
was
like a one-point game, though. I think those two teams, like, they kind of are made for
the belong in the same. In the same spot. Their win total for both of those teams is the same. They're both 10.5.
Yeah.
To the NFC North, the Chicago Bears, 4-5.
Mayo grown down.
Ew.
They might give up on their quarterback after nine games. I mean, they fired their offensive coordinator, and they lost the Patriots by 19-3.
They legitimately might not win again. We looked this up. I said this earlier. That's another team that's off the board for win total.
But they also
I think we've done this every week. Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Green Bay, Minnesota, at Detroit, at San Francisco, at Minnesota, Detroit, Seattle, at Green Bay.
Maybe Seattle, but they're all losses most likely. And, I mean, we just saw it firsthand. That was insane.
Yeah.
And they've lost three in a row now.
You got to factor in, though, they win a game when they fire Eberflus. You got to factor that in.
Yeah, they win one.
Yeah, they won one more.
They won one, too.
Yeah.
8-1 Detroit Lions.
Well, I mean, we named the tier after them, for heaven's sakes. They look great. Now, they slow start against Houston, but came back one. Jared Goff threw five picks, won the game.
The one thing I would watch of them, I'm a little curious to see how Goff responds. That is a good Houston defense. Yeah. I know you guys hate the Texans now, but that is a good Houston defense. But let's see how Goff responds. Does this get away from him because he's still Jared Goff, or was that just a standalone bad game, really, really, really bad game?
I kind of feel like this is going to be...
It's Jacksonville next week.
Another one of those guys that has a really good regular season overall, has a great offensive play caller, gets to the Super Bowl and loses.
Yeah.
Like Matt Ryan, like Jimmy Garoppolo, like Jared Goff the first time. There's been a handful of those guys. Yeah. Even Cam Newton, different style, but great offensive season, get to the Super Bowl, and just, nope, you run out of it. Okay. Gas.
6-3, Green Bay Packers.
Coming off the bye week, I'd still have them just a bit outside, but
a bit outside.
They're on notice. Jordan Love is a little bit like Stroud, where he just hasn't been as good as I was hoping for this year.
Yeah, they're weird. I thought they were going to be a Super Bowl contender, and they're not out of it. But they're not the definition of frisky either. So they're either just a bit outside or shooketh. Like they're not as good as they're getting. But what are they, 6-3?
Yep.
So yeah, just a bit outside makes sense.
Minnesota Vikings 7-2.
I kind of want to put them on frisky, Heath.
Ugh.
I can't believe in Sam Darnold anymore. If you want to keep him just a bit outside and let's watch
we
it,
we had
fine.
Him up on the top tier for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So to me, they're just a bit outside because if they're on the same tier with the Packers, Commanders, and Steelers, I think that makes more sense than Bengals, Broncos, Chargers.
In fairness, they beat Houston, they beat Green Bay. Like if you want to give them credit for, they beat San Fran earlier this year.
But also good team like that game.
That was when Darnold was playing well. He's now playing like garbage, and he's still Sam Darnold.
But they won the game, and I just. Good teams find a way to win those gross. They didn't score a touchdown and they still won. Okay. So I'm like, I'll give them credit for that. Yeah, I like them there.
Okay.
To the NFC South, Atlanta Falcons 6-4.
What are they?
Just a bit outside.
No.
Yes.
You think so? They just lost to the Saints.
Oh, they just lost to the Saints.
I understand. But like, where do you put them then? Frisky? No. Shooketh? I wouldn't put him shooketh.
No, shooketh might be
they're
too.
Up two,
similar, they could be frisky.
Here's the thing.
Like,
similar to Houston, they're up two games in their division. They're going to win the division. That like they're like
that doesn't mean you're good though.
Okay, but they're like an auto ticket to the playoffs.
That doesn't mean you're good. This is a tier. This isn't who's going to make the playoffs. This is tiers.
I know, but if you're a playoff team, you're probably just a bit outside. No,
no, we just half the league makes the playoffs.
Okay,
the other half is in the bottom
but
tier.
But how about a team that has it locked up in week 10, like Atlanta and Houston, pretty much have the playoffs locked up.
But they're in trash divisions.
Yeah.
So like years that like the Saints
but
or
you,
the Seahawks made the playoffs at 7-9, are you like
you
they're just about outside?
You love Tampa and they're two games up on Tampa.
I loved Tampa. Yeah. I love Baker Mayfield, but I'm not putting them in a high tier.
Okay. So where are we putting them? Shooketh?
No. I think they're more frisky because some weeks Kirk Cousins looks like God's gift to the position. Other weeks he
Billy
can't
break
get
this
out of his own way.
Frisky or just a bit outside?
Frisky.
Okay. I've been outvoted.
Thank you.
I hate democracy, but I've been outvoted. Yeah.
But you have to respect it.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, yeah.
Carolina Panthers 3-7.
Throw an arrow up.
Arrow up?
Yes. They've won two in a row.
Yeah, all right. That's true.
I mean, that Giants game was atrocious, but throw an arrow up.
Yeah, big international win.
Yeah.
All right.
3-7, New Orleans Saints.
1-0 with Rizzy.
As I say, the Rizzy effect.
Let's let him.
Should we do Darren Rizzy's knees as a tier?
Darren Rizzy's knees?
Not a bad one. Darren Rizzy's toilet.
Darren Rizzy's knees and toilet.
Their own tier? Where is that?
Would
in
that
between
be below
arrow
shooketh?
Between the grunts?
I think it's between the groans. That's where
between
I would
groans?
Yeah.
All right.
Groan arrow up.
Add row below.
Rizzy's toilet go. / knees. Groan arrow down. That's how I would separate them.
All right.
That's
Darren
me.
Rizzy's knees.
Yeah, tap that out over there.
Toilet.
Right, that's where we got that. Who else we got there?
The Bucks at 4-6.
I would put them frisky. Because I know.
Oh,
why,
you got the Bucks there.
I know why they've struggled.
All the injuries.
Yes,
they're frisky enough. It's kind of similar to the Bengals, where like if you can get them right, you don't really want to face them.
Mike, they have a bye week.
I thought I was gonna have to tack you up to this.
They have a bye week, and Mike Evans comes back next week. If they lose again with Evans when he's healthy, then we can downgrade them. I would leave them frisky.
Darren Rizzi's knees and toilet. Guy had a weekend, you know?
What a day.
And got his first win, so congrats, coach.
All right, what's left?
All right, NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals, 6-4.
Are they frisky or are they just a bit outside? I still want to keep them frisky.
I think they're frisky still. I think it would be too much of a sell to put them up just a bit outside. I've always liked you and I like Kyler Murray. Most people don't.
I said this yesterday. Their defense has played really well lately too.
They've allowed
15 points the last 2 weeks. Now it's the Bears and the Jets.
I feel like Harrison hasn't done much. I feel like he was
good
early.
No, he had a nice touchdown catch last week, but largely he's been underwhelming. Yeah. But I'd keep them frisky.
Oh yeah,
LA Rams at 4-5.
Shooketh again?
Shooketh.
I think I'm back to Shooketh.
Shooketh. Yeah. They're Shooketh.
I thought they were good with Cup and Puka. They lose to the Dolphins.
Shooketh.
Shooketh.
5-4, 49ers.
It's a weird
Shooketh, probably.
Okay, fine. I was about to say Frisky. You want to keep them Shooketh?
I think they're Shooketh.
They're fighting each other.
Yeah, like they, I don't.
McCaffrey came back. They won, but they didn't really look fixed.
No.
I'll stick with Shooketh.
Yeah.
Fine.
Shooketh.
Especially going into the year, I think people probably would have thought they'd be like 8-1 at
win
this point.
Win total is 10.5. I think I'd bet the under.
I would take the under as well. Yeah, something's off about them all year.
Yeah.
All right, last one, the Seattle Seahawks at 4-5.
Where do you go with these guys? Are they, I don't know if they're.
I'm Shooketh.
By week, they've lost two in a row. Shooketh.
They just cut a starting linebacker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did. Like, their leading tackler, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm Shooketh, but
cut Raekwon McMillan.
I guess I'm Shooketh, but I don't really believe.
I think we nailed it.
Yeah.
So here we go. Top tier, Sonic and Knuckles. Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, Eagles, Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit outside, Steelers, Commanders, Packers, Vikings. Frisky, Bengals, Broncos, Chargers, Falcons, Bucks, Cardinals. I'm Shooketh, Texans, Rams, 49ers, Seahawks. Mayo grown, arrow up. Dolphins, Patriots, Panthers.
Yeah, I like this next one.
Darren Rizzi's knees and toilet, Saints. And Mayo grown arrow down. Jets, Browns, Colts, Jaguars, Titans, Raiders, Cowboys, Giants, Bears.
Still so
the
busy.
Biggest
down.
Tier.
It's still so busy down there. Was that 9 teams?
I
think I counted 9.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Teams.
9
is what I counted.
All right, so tweet these out. Put them out on Instagram if you're a visual learner.
@JonesandKeefe, @Keefe21 as well. You can seek those out.